An aging gangster attempts to reconnect with his children to rectify the mistakes in his past, but the criminal underworld won't loosen their grip willingly. This is the plot synopsis of Absolution, a 2024 film starring Liam Neeson. It runs for an hour and 52 minutes. It also stars Ron Perlman as Charlie Connor and Frankie Shaw as Daisy. The name for Liam Neeson in the film is just says Thug. Liam Neeson, Thug, plays the part of an aging gangster, as they said, who was having memory issues. So he went to a doctor and he found out he had CTE, an advanced form of it. Clearly it was from all the shots to the head that he's taken over his lifetime. It's finally added up. There was nothing that could be done to treat the illness. This was a slow moving film. I would only really recommend it to people that really like Liam Neeson, but it was very slow. Not a whole lot of action in the film. He knows he's getting older. He knows he's probably heading towards the end of his life. So there's this storyline where he's kind of a gangster. He kind of does these shipments. He takes shipments to different places. He doesn't look at what's in the back of the truck usually. And on one of those nights when he did find out what was in the back of the truck, he found out he was shipping women to be trafficked at various locations. I guess when he figured that out, one of the girls got to him. He wanted, in the back of his mind, to do something to help that woman. And on the other hand, he was also dealing with his own family. He calls his daughter at one point and asks if she could give him his son's number. And she's like, look, your son is dead. He died. He forgot. She didn't want nothing to do with him. She had her own son. He wanted to be more involved in their lives. He wanted to be a part of his grandson's life. So there's some of those things that were tugging at your heartstrings a little bit when you're watching, but it was really slow moving. Eventually, one of the jobs he was doing, his boss, played by Ron Perlman, decided he was going to try to put a hit on him to kill him. Maybe it's because of his memory loss. They were starting to figure out that he wasn't all there. The problem is he was a gangster. He knew how to defend himself. Ultimately, he ends up surviving that initial assassination attempt. However, as things progress, I'm going into the spoiler territory, he decides to ask his boss for money, and for 40 grand. He said, I'm going to be out after that. He wanted to give 20 grand to get this girl bought from the sex trafficking, and he wanted to put another 20 grand so his daughter could have a down payment on her house. When he went back to talk to Ron Perlman, his name was Charlie, he realized that he was the one who put the hit on him. Ultimately, he ends up killing everybody that was involved in that hit and steals the money that Ron Perlman had. It was probably around 70 grand. He takes a big chunk of that, gives it to his attorney, and then he goes to the trafficking house and he says, here's $30,000. I want such and such girl. And he was like, oh yeah, she's not for sale. Turns out she was dead. So he came too late for her. Then he decides to liberate the whole house. He puts all the money on the table and has the girls come out, and they take a stack as they're leaving. They take a stack of bills. During that time, the main trafficker guy attacks the thug, Liam, ends up essentially fatally injuring him by stabbing him multiple times. One of the girls shoots him, shoots the main drug trafficker, and he dies. Liam Neeson kind of goes to his house, or a house that's across the street from him, where he kept hearing this guitar playing, which was probably just in his mind, but it was real peaceful, and there was the ocean, and he sits over there by the window and watches the waves, watches the sunrise, and the credits end up rolling. So it was a little bit of a slow burn for me. It was interesting, though, looking at the box office results. It's only been in the theater for about a week now. It had a budget estimated to be $30 million. I don't know if that's true or not, but so far worldwide, it's only grossed $1.7 million. I liked the film. I thought it was interesting. I wouldn't recommend people go see it, though, but I did find myself compelled to watch it to the end. And for that reason, I would give Absolution 3 stars.